Magnesium plays a critical role in vital bodily functions, including energy production, heart health, immunity, and more restful sleep. Magnesium is ubiquitous in metabolic pathways that affect virtually all organ systems. But magnesium deficiency or insufficiency is one of the most pervasive nutritional problems afflicting the majority of Americans. Ultra-processed foods, many common medications, stress, and medical conditions like diabetes all deplete magnesium. So I'm excited to tell you about MagSRT from Jigsaw Health. MagSRT has rightfully earned a reputation as the most popular, most bioavailable, and best-tolerated magnesium brands in the world. The developers of MagSRT have solved a problem that deters many from getting adequate intake of elemental magnesium. Their unique formulation is gentle on the stomach and doesn't produce unwanted GI effects. For more information and to order MagSRT, just go to JigsawHealth.com. That's JigsawHealth.com. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 for $10 off your order. That's JigsawHealth.com and use code HOFFMAN10 for MagSRT, time-released magnesium.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. On a holiday weekend, a very happy Easter to those of you celebrating out there. Our number 877-726-8255. That number is your entree into the program. You can share a comment or pose a question. We're happy to address your needs. Come directly to the doctor's office by calling 877-726-8255. We also have some recorded calls because that number active throughout the week. Some people called in with questions. I'm back from a 10-day sojourn in the Caribbean, diving in Turks and Caicos, and had a great time. And then I finished the week at a meeting of the Alliance for Natural Health. ANH-USA.org is the place to go to defend your health freedom. I'm president of that organization currently, and we have a lot of things in store for 2024. We'll be apprising you of some of those developments as we go along this year. 877-726-8255. There's a verdict in the Prevagen jury trial. That brain-supporting supplement taken on by the FTC and the Attorney General of New York, and there's a verdict in the trial. We'll share that with you. Interesting case. Also, celebrity illnesses and mishaps, the unfortunate death of Senator Joe Lieberman, and the cancer diagnosis of Kate Middleton. We'll do a deep dive on those subjects a little later. Also, a verdict on ivermectin, controversial therapy for COVID. We've got lots to talk about today. 877-726-8255, our number. Okay, let's go on a study that was ballyhooed in the media. It happened while I was away, and I was, you know, unfortunately not able to address it immediately on the radio, do damage control on the study, as I'm so often called upon to do. Incredibly, it's a study that showed that intermittent fasting or time-restricted eating means that you restrict the number of hours that you eat. Now, a lot of people eat in this fashion. They wake up early because they got a long commute. They've got to have a hearty breakfast, maybe at 7 in the morning, before school or before work. And then they get to work and they have a little bit of a snack. And then they have lunch. And then maybe they have a mid-afternoon snack to tide them over to dinner. And then dinner is a big deal, the biggest meal of the day. Usually had around 6, 7, perhaps as late as 8, and then people have a little bit of a pre-bedtime snack, which means that they're eating virtually 16 hours of the day, do the math. That means that there's only a few hours left for fasting. Okay, so there are some people who engage in intermittent fasting, which means that they restrict the the eating window to 8 hours. And that's something that I gravitate to when I don't have to get to work early, because I'll get up and I'll exercise. Maybe I'll take a bike ride or run or go to the gym. And then I'll have a late breakfast. And then I try to stop eating around 7 o'clock. And that has benefit, as it is said, because the body undertakes a cleanup process. There's something happens that is called autophagy, which is the body's rest and take out the garbage stage, which may help in terms of longevity, also may be helpful in terms of prevention of cancer, even cardiovascular disease. The studies are mixed on intermittent fasting. Some studies say that it does help various conditions. Other studies say it doesn't make a big difference. The big advantage of intermittent fasting is you have less time to eat, so maybe you'll just eat less. So the American Heart Association sent out a press release, and the press gobbled it up, and basically was a story that people who engage in intermittent fasting, all those health enthusiasts who do this because they think it's good, they're deluding themselves, because there is a 91% higher rate of dying of heart disease. And I borrow from a couple of critiques from guys who I really trust. John Mandrola, who's the skeptical cardiologist, a mainstream academic cardiologist who takes his own profession to task sometimes. He wrote an article entitled, "A Broken Study of Time-Restricted Eating Exposes Broken Thinking Among Top People." And then there was Peter Attia, whose podcast I listen to, wrote an analysis, "Does time-restricted eating increase the risk of cardiovascular disease?" So let's take these studies, the study apart. First of all, it's not even a properly referred to as a study. It was what's called a poster presentation at a small conference. It wasn't even the American Heart Association main conference. It was a meeting called Epidemiology, Prevention, Lifestyle, and Cardiometabolic Congress, which is a small group, and they present main papers in the main hall, but then outside the hall there is a bulletin board where they put up posters, and the posters are unvetted. The posters have not yet been peer-reviewed, and that's important because peer review means that a lot of scientists can weigh in, look at the look under the hood, look at the statistical analysis, see if it's legitimate, and then critique the study. That's part of academic publishing and scientific progress. So it was a poster presentation. That doesn't count a lot in terms of evidence. They blew it up and made it a big deal. It's also interesting is that it's based on a 2-day diet recall. And then the people were followed for 8 years to see if they died or had heart attacks, what happened to them. And based on just 2 days of a diet recall, by the way, a lot of people can't even recall properly what they ate over the past few days. Try it. It's hard. And some people virtue signal. They actually, you know, tend to ignore the fact that they may have had a little high-calorie snack. They want to appear on paper better than in actuality. And so this kind of calls into question the conclusions of this study. Also, just statistically, and yeah, I know we're getting into the weeds here, but statistics is a kind of a dismal science. But if you look at what's happening here, there just weren't enough people to draw a conclusion. The time-restricted eating group had only 414 participants and just a total of 31 deaths, compared to the control group, which had a robust number of people, nearly 12,000 participants and 423 deaths. So, and by the way, interestingly, the time-restricted eating group also had a higher weight and body mass index. They were more likely to smoke. So that's really not a fair comparison. I mean, to really do a study of this kind, they'd have to look at not just people who recorded that they didn't eat during a certain time, but people who engage in a conscientious practice of time-restricted eating for health reasons and not because maybe they're too nauseous or sick to eat in the morning. That's a definitely a possibility, is that sicker people, they have lower appetites, and maybe they can eat. That's a possibility, too, that confounds the study. So, basically, this study is not really conclusive, and unfortunately, this is the way that the press operates these days. They uncritically grab press releases, such as the recent press release from the American Heart Association, for clickbait value. And so, according to John Mandrola, the cardiologist, of course, this was a fatally flawed study. However you feel about intermittent fasting, it surely doesn't nearly double your risk of death from heart disease. It may not be that helpful or protective, but it's not going to kill you. That just doesn't make sense mechanistically. So when a study reveals a result that totally doesn't make sense, you have to question it. How is it possible that restricting your eating hours, potentially eating less, actually is worse for your health? That's totally absurd. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions. The CBD brand I take and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation to their Reserve Collection, a sleep gummy. The new Reserve Collection is a specially curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids, rich and bold. The Reserve Collection products are for when intense support is needed. Reserve Sleep Gummies build on their unique Reserve Collection formula with effective sleep-focused ingredients to better prepare you for bed each night. Wake up feeling refreshed, energized, and ready to take on the day with Reserve Sleep Gummies. All of Plus CBD's products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Reserve Collection Sleep Gummies. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements that support mood and sleep, L-tryptophan, 5-HTP, GABA, and L-theanine. This collection provides essential amino acids and a serotonin precursor that support relaxation, restful sleep, and the regulation of mood and sleep-wake cycles, and are available in various potencies tailored to your specific needs. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements created for healthcare practitioners. Their formulations are based on the latest advances in nutritional science. Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255, and availing himself of the opportunity is Steve from Staten Island. How you doing, Steve?
Thank you very much, Dr. Hoffman, also for not uncritically accepting press releases from about different studies and being so sophisticated methodologically. You're rare among these people.
Well, thank you. That's what I do, because I don't think that the press is doing a good job of critically analyzing some of the studies that are fed to them in press releases, and they sort of blandly accept it and then ballyhoo the results. And it's just maybe that there's nobody with proper scientific expertise at even these big newspapers like the New York Times.
Yes. Anyhow, I'd like to know your view on bile acid diarrhea. I've been having, watery stools for the last few years. I tried different diets as well as what you recommend. Budesonide has helped to a certain degree, but I don't want to be on it indefinitely.
And, right. Hold on. Let me explain what this is. Bile acid diarrhea, the acronym for it is BAD, because it is bad, and it usually means fat intolerance. People have difficulty digesting fat because bile acids are used to break down fat. They actually emulsify the fat and help to break down the fat molecules into digestible bits. But sometimes the bile irritates the intestine. Now, you're actually on a type of intestinal steroid treatment, budesonide, right? So that suggests you have like it's a little bit of an inflammatory condition in there, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It did help for a month or so, but then it seemed I developed a tolerance. Anyhow, I told this to the doctor, and he said, you know, to try Questrin, which is for cholesterol.
Right, Questrin. Questrin is cholestyrene. So what that is a bile acid sequestrant. It binds to bile acids and conducts them harmlessly out of the body. The problem with cholestyramine is that it can be very constipating. I mean, that's the idea. I mean, if you have diarrhea, you kind of welcome a little bit of constipation, but it can go, over to bad constipation. But also, it tends to bind to beneficial essential fatty acids. So, you know, your vitamin A, D, you know, omega-3s also get bound up with it. So anyway, go ahead.
Even if I take the fat-soluble vitamins, you know, hours before I take the Questrin, would it still have that effect, even if...
It probably won't. You know, keep it away. But you look, I mean, this is kind of a complicated situation, and it may be that a multiplicity of things are going on with you. Bile acid diarrhea is one aspect of what is affecting your digestion. Maybe you might benefit from other pancreatic enzymes, you know, that break down fat, you know, things with lipase in them. You may also have, EPI, exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which may require digestive enzymes. That's something that we would want to investigate. So, yeah, you know, maybe see a nutritionally oriented physician, get some insight, because maybe some additional tests need to be done. You've seemed to have tried a lot of things. You listen to this program, you get some ideas, but maybe we need to drill down and get some specifics. 877-726-8255, our number. You know, Easter around the corner, and it's springtime. People are sneezing. I woke up sneezing the other night. A lot of tree pollen in the air. That, along with lingering factors contributing to airborne pollution, means that it's time to buttress your respiratory health with Breathe Clear from my friends at NT Factor. Breathe Clear with NT Factor combines the benefits of NT Factor's breakthrough lipids formula with powerful bioflavonoids and amino acids. Together, they've been shown to restore energy, repair the damage to cells caused by air pollution, decrease allergic reactions, reduce sinus congestion, and open blood vessels. Breathe Clear with NT Factor is the best formulation available for tackling both allergies and the free radical damage caused by air pollution. For a limited time, you can buy one bottle of Breathe Clear with NT Factor and get another one absolutely free. That's a $27 savings. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com, or call 800-982-9158. 800-982-9158. Take advantage of this buy one, get one free sale and arm yourself with the protected power of Breathe Clear with NT Factor this spring, and breathe freely while supporting your body's fight against allergies and free radicals. And while you're there at ntfactor.com, browse their full range of products. Okay, there's an interesting story coming up that we'll talk about. The company, do you watch Jeopardy? Because if you watch Jeopardy, you're going to see ads for the product Prevagen. Prevagen purports to support brain health, which is great, you know, when you're watching Jeopardy and you want to shout out an answer. Is it legit? Well, there's a jury trial and the verdict is in. We'll discuss that when I return. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255, our number. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Wakanaga of America, makers of Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, knows that most of us are having to stretch every dollar a little further these days. But that doesn't mean you should have to choose between saving money and your family's health. It's important, as well as cost-effective, to choose safe and multifunctional nutritional supplements. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been a superior cardiovascular supplement for over 50 years, backed by over 900 published scientific papers. Aged garlic extract has been shown to provide many cardiovascular benefits, including lowering blood pressure and improving arterial stiffness, and strong immune support. Kyolic Formula 103 includes vitamin C, mushrooms, and astragalus for immune and heart health, and Kyolic Formula 152 with omega-3s and vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6 for heart, bone, and immune health. Two excellent options that provide multiple health benefits for your family's health. Look for Kyolic at your local natural health store and online.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number. Have you heard about Prevagen? Well, Prevagen is heavily advertised, and I've actually seen it advertised on Jeopardy, which is great product placement because the demographic of watchers of Jeopardy skews older. So people are concerned about their memories. I watch Jeopardy and I try to blurt out an answer. It's a great brain game. So positioning Prevagen as something that supports memory and brain function is a great idea. But Prevagen has been under the gun, notwithstanding the fact that they are able to continue to exercise, to advertise. And in fact, I wrote an article around Christmas time entitled, "These Are a Few of My Least Favorite Things." And I included Prevagen because I don't really think Prevagen has the stuff in terms of scientific veracity. It's the marketing is based on a few small studies using a proprietary extract of jellyfish called aquaporin, for which there's very little scientific evidence that it somehow increases brain function. I don't really see a bona fide case that it does what it purports to do. But nonetheless, there are some small studies in dogs and then small studies in humans showing that it enhances memory. And those studies, I think, are not of the highest quality. So I don't think it's one of my first go-tos for people who are experiencing brain problems or want to preserve their cognitive function. Anyway, and by the way, they approached me many years ago when they just launched Prevagen. It must have been, 12 or 15 years ago. And they said, "Hey, I want you to endorse our product. We want to become a sponsor." And I said, "No." And it got them really angry because they said, "Well, yeah, but we've got the studies." And I said, "Yeah, but the studies aren't good enough. I'm just not convinced that that's a good enough product." So I walked away. They have been embattled with the Federal Trade Commission over claims that it improves memory, that it slows memory decline associated with aging. And it finally culminated in a trial. And the verdict came in earlier this month. And here's a statement from the makers of Prevagen on the federal jury verdict. "Today, a jury in the United States District Court for the Southern District of New York issued a verdict in Federal Trade Commission versus Quincy Bioscience Holding Company, the makers of Prevagen. Quote, we are pleased that a federal jury in New York concluded today that the New York Attorney General failed to prove its deceptive advertising and labeling case against Quincy Bioscience's key advertising claims for Prevagen, including the claim that Prevagen improves memory. At great expense to taxpayers, the New York Attorney General's office, aided by the Federal Trade Commission, has pursued this case for more than 7 years. With the jury trial now concluded, we plan to refocus our time and resources on continuing to lead the way in brain health with our cutting-edge applications of Prevagen." Now, it's not quite as good as they claim here, because while the jury did not uphold the contention of the New York Attorney General, Letitia James, and the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, they kind of joined together as a powerful duo to quash the claims made by Prevagen And essentially, that would drive them out of the business. And many companies just kind of like, they just say, okay, we'll withdraw our claims. We'll just, what do you want us to say? You know, we'll make some wishy-washy claims like supports brain health. But Prevagen wanted to fight the government. So they probably spent millions of dollars in this litigation, and the government spent correspondingly maybe tenfold millions to fight this case. And what the result was kind of a mixed result. It basically, Prevagen can keep marketing its supplements under the claim that it improves memory, but as to other claims like that it slows age-related cognitive decline, they can't go there because that's kind of like a disease claim. That's like prevents Alzheimer's or, you know, prevents dementia. That is a bridge too far. So kind of a mixed verdict. Bottom line, Prevagen can live again to fight another day. And here's my take on it. This is my take on it. And I will analogize my take on it to the take that some people have about Trump's legal woes. There are a lot of people, moderate Democrats and liberal Republicans, who say, I don't like Trump. I don't like him. I'm not going to vote for him. But, and that's a big but, I don't like what the government's doing to Trump. They're persecuting him. They're attacking him on all fronts. So I'm sympathetic to Trump's plight. I just want him to be available so I can vote against him. That's what some people are saying. And this is the analogy is to the Prevagen case. I am not a big fan of Prevagen. On the other hand, I am not a big fan of the government going in guns blazing to attack the claims of supplement makers. So I think what Prevagen accomplished, not that I'm a big fan of the supplement, is somewhat heroic. They fought the law, and the law didn't win. Okay? All the forces of the government were arrayed against them, and I think that there should be some First Amendment rights to offer truthful claims. So not fraudulent claims, because there are studies that show there's a benefit. But if you're a sophisticated consumer, you may want to look at product reviews. You may want to look at the quality of studies. You may want to listen to people like me who don't believe that this supplement is that great. And then you pays your money and you takes your chances, because this is America. And, you know, we believe in private enterprise, and we believe in the right to free speech. And so that's my take on the Prevagen case. You'll continue to see Prevagen ads with product placement on shows like Jeopardy and elsewhere. And I'm for it. It's a good thing. So congratulations to Prevagen. You won a skirmish with the government. The government may come back and attempt to curtail their claims at a future point, but they dodged a bullet. All right, here's something I'm really excited about. This is a new sponsor, and the reason I like it is because magnesium plays a critical role in vital bodily functions, including energy production, heart health, immunity, as well as for more restful sleep. Magnesium is ubiquitous. I love that word. In metabolic pathways that affect virtually all organ systems. But magnesium deficiency or insufficiency is one of the most pervasive nutritional problems afflicting the majority of Americans. Ultra-processed foods, many common medications, stress, and medical conditions like diabetes all deplete magnesium. So I'm excited to tell you about MagSRT from Jigsaw Health, the preeminent makers of magnesium supplements. MagSRT has rightfully earned a reputation as the most popular, most bioavailable, and best-tolerated magnesium brands in the world. The developers of MagSRT have solved a problem that deters many from getting adequate intake of elemental magnesium. And that problem is related to your GI tract. Their unique formulation is gentle on the stomach and doesn't produce unwanted GI effects. Need I elaborate? For more information to order MagSRT, just go to jigsawhealth.com. That's jigsawhealth.com. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 for $10 off your order. That's jigsawhealth.com. Try it. See if it's not gentle on your stomach. I assure you it probably will be. Use code HOFFMAN10 for MAG-SRT, time-released magnesium. All right. This item is another repudiation of government interference with the right to access therapies of your choice. And that's really the theme of the Alliance for Natural Health, of which I'm the president, is that we believe in health freedom. We're for natural alternatives. ANH-USA.org is the place to go. If you like this program and you want to support ANH-USA, please consider a small contribution. Subscribe to their newsletter. Headline, this is actually from the Alliance for Natural Health, my organization. FDA forced a U-turn on ivermectin. Okay, if you'll recall, during the height of COVID, there was a push to introduce alternatives to conventional therapies such as hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. And it got to the point where I actually was afraid to prescribe them because if, first of all, pharmacists would refuse to fill the prescription because they were under government scrutiny not to offer the prescription to people for COVID. Plus, I was worried that the medical boards who oversee my practice were going to call me on the carpet and say, hey, we're going to take away your license because you're a quack. You're prescribing ivermectin. But there is actually scientific documentation that both hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin work to a certain degree against COVID. They're not panaceas, but there recently was a study on hydroxychloroquine which showed that it reduced the risk of need for intubation in patients with COVID. There have been studies pro and con on ivermectin, frankly. I mean, it's not like a slam dunk, but there are studies that actually substantiate its benefits in reducing that circle the drain problem that occurs when people get severe COVID. So recently there was a court case. Yeah, there was a court case in the United States District Court. Mary Tally Bowden was the plaintiff against the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. And this is what they found. The FDA has agreed to remove social posts and web pages advising Americans not to take ivermectin for COVID. Now, their posts were extremely lurid and, in my opinion, very unprofessional. They were saying, you're not a horse, you're not a cow. Seriously, y'all, stop it. And they showed people taking ivermectin because they said it was like a horse pill. Well, ivermectin is actually one of the most popular drugs worldwide. It's actually an anti-parasitic drug. And I believe its developer was awarded a Nobel Prize because he's combated parasitic diseases in the third world, saving countless lives. Ivermectin also has many other properties. It may have some benefits in cancer. It may have benefits in other infectious diseases. No, COVID is not a parasite, but it's an infection. So the FDA has to take down social media posts and its webpage warning consumers not to take ivermectin for COVID. Their stance was not scientific. It was political because basically what they're saying is take the vaccine, take the conventional expensive drugs from Pfizer et al., but don't take ivermectin because that's kind of a grassroots thing and you got to toe the line. So this is, I think, a resounding victory. And however, the FDA in its statement said, quote, FDA has not admitted any violation of law or any wrongdoing. They disagree with the plaintiff's allegation that the agency exceeded its authority in issuing the statements challenged in the lawsuit. And the FDA stands by its authority to communicate with the public regarding the products it regulates. Translation. When push comes to shove, the FDA will turn around and do the exact same thing the next time such an issue arises. So it's basically a settlement, and FDA has backed down. But we applaud that court decision because it's our right to access potentially beneficial treatments, especially in the face of a crisis. 877-726-8255 or a number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers.
Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Natural Grocers Vitamin Cottage, Sprouts, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shop, and other natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
Magnesium plays a critical role in vital bodily functions, including energy production, heart health, immunity, and more restful sleep. Magnesium is ubiquitous in metabolic pathways that affect virtually all organ systems. But magnesium deficiency or insufficiency is one of the most pervasive nutritional problems afflicting the majority of Americans. Ultra-processed foods, many common medications, stress, and medical conditions like diabetes all deplete magnesium. So I'm excited to tell you about MAG-SRT from Jigsaw Health. MAG-SRT has rightfully earned a reputation as the most popular, most bioavailable, and best-tolerated magnesium brands in the world. The developers of MAG-SRT have solved a problem that deters many from getting adequate intake of elemental magnesium. Their unique formulation is gentle on the stomach and doesn't produce unwanted GI effects. For more information and to order MAG-SRT, just go to jigsawhealth.com. That's jigsawhealth.com. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 for $10 off your order. That's jigsawhealth.com and use code HOFFMAN10 for MAG-SRT, time-released magnesium. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 gets you into the doctor's office either during the program or you can record a question as to this individual. Let's hear it.
In your interview with Gary Taubes, he mentioned that the idea of evidence-based medicine began in the 1970s. Can you explain what is meant by evidence-based medicine? Thank you.
Sure. Okay, that's a great question. It sounds great. Evidence-based medicine. I mean, you want your medicine to be evidence-based. You don't want just doctors to be sitting there making things up like, yeah, I think that this would be a great idea, so let's give the patient some mercury. Yeah, mercury, that sounds good. You know, they did that actually in the 19th century to cure things like syphilis, but it wasn't evidence-based, right? You know, not a great idea. So what they need to do is they need to do studies to see if things work. That totally makes sense. But there have been a series of articles lately that talk about the tyranny of evidence-based medicine. And what is evidence-based medicine, or EBM? It's a movement that had its roots in the 1970s, but really went into full swing in the 1990s. With the noble intention of incorporating high-quality research into clinical practice. So it has become exalted over traditional medicine, which is the doctor with his or her knowledge of biochemistry and physiology attempting to find an answer for a patient. And that would be, you know, an example would be in integrative medicine. You know, we're going to look at root causes, and if it makes sense to alleviate a disease by addressing root causes, well, that's to the good. You know, that's going to actually help a patient heal. But maybe evidence-based medicine says that you should just use a drug for that condition, that there are clinical trials, they're in major medical journals, and that drug is just a slam dunk for that condition. And I'm reading here from an article by my good colleague Richard Amerling, who I've interviewed on the program. He's a nephrologist who's a clear thinker about medicine. He says that most doctors have become so dependent on guidelines from above that they've lost the ability to problem solve, to think critically, and to practice real clinical medicine. And the problem with the studies on which evidence-based medicine is based is that they are often biased. They're often driven by pharmaceutical interests. The former editor of the New England Journal of Medicine, Marcia Angel, famously once declared, quote, and she's the editor of the preeminent medical journal, the New England Journal of Medicine, and she declared, it is simply no longer possible to believe much of the clinical research that is published or to rely on the judgment of trusted physicians or authoritative medical guidelines, a.k.a. evidence-based medicine. So when Gary Taubes was talking about evidence-based medicine, he said that guidelines were established for the treatment of diabetes, which ultimately were wrong, which called for the aggressive use of insulin, even in patients who should be treated with a very low-carb diet. That's his contention. And for years and years and years, we perpetuated illness and obesity in patients who otherwise would have been helped by a more traditional approach, which was very low-carb diet. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Coming up, we'll talk about Joe Lieberman, Kate Middleton. This is Intelligent Medicine.